Communication. I've separated the slide into two sections, one for our youngest age group and one for our older youngsters. You can pick interventions in either. They're just there as a rule of thumb. For our youngest kids, continuing to work on building emotional range is very adaptable to remote sessions. Having a feeling chart and asking child to identify a feeling word daily, reviewing different feeling words, and helping them think of other words that are more accurate. Additionally, there are many books you can pull, either ones that you own or through the internet, that can go over different feeling words. You'll find a video here of our friends from Inside Out helping identify how Riley is feeling. And there's another one with Sesame Street characters identifying feeling words. This can be a fun one to watch together and pause as your client guesses the feeling. For our older littles, they may have stuff that they want to talk about but don't know how to start the conversation. You may ask them to write down topics that they want to talk about and put in a jar, and mom and you can participate in that as well. Part of your weekly sessions can be taking a topic out of the jar and talking about it together for 5 minutes. They can also work on creating a feeling book like we've discussed in previous slides. They can get as creative as they want, even taking selfies with parents' camera and adding their own facial expressions into their book. When it comes to classroom participation for both of our little littles and our older littles, they may or may not be comfortable participating. This could be because they're shy, sad, uncomfortable, or because they were just playing a really fun game and were stopped to jump on this call. Try to dive a little deeper into their participation on these calls and see if we can identify any changes that we can make to better suit the group call. Do we have the schedule of calls written down so a child can identify when they're happening? Is mom giving that 15-minute warning of turn everything off and get ready? Or are we waiting until it's too late? Also, encourage parent to check in with the client about how the calls make them feel. If the child is unsure, read a book together and suggest different feeling words and how those would feel inside our bodies. For example, if you're sad, maybe your heart hurts a bit, you feel like crying, or that you might need a hug. Most teachers have been pretty reasonable as far as participation in these interactive calls, but make sure to encourage parent to check in with teacher about concerns they may be having. It may also help to process how it feels to be communicating in this way with one another. It's okay to tell client that you wish you were there, that you can't hear something or you need it repeated, or that this is hard and takes getting used to. Ask them how they feel about all of this and empathize with them. Remind them that this is temporary, and while we don't know how long it will last, we can be grateful that we can still communicate in so many different ways.